posters.
Yeah, right? Don't sleep in hoop hoops.
All the four posters.
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't last long.
I'm still here. I'm still here and I'm still standing up for hoop discussion.
Why are you defending it? No Nazis! Shaming you! You're shaming me! No platform for racism! No platform for homophobia! Yes. This is all about yes. Fuck off!
Little fascist!
Shame on you! Shame on you! Yes. This is all about, not you!
You don't represent my borough! You're anti-Muslim!
Anti-Muslim!
Come
over here, love. Stand against him.
Yeah.
I believe in open discussion with you.
No platform
for white supremacy.
No platform.
Shame on you.
It's easy to say that as a white man.
I believe in open discussion.
You believe in a platform for hate.
And oppression.
A platform for hate!
May I respond?
No, I'm not interested!
I believe in open discussion.
I don't care what you believe, I believe no Nazis! Open the doors then, if it's open discussion! Open the doors now!
Everyone just cover them!
We don't want you here!
You're not welcome here!
I don't know whether to laugh or to be angry. I mean, I don't even know anymore. Watching this stuff just makes me, I don't know, scratch my head and wonder what hellhole the world is going into. The most powerful thing that the Nazis, communists, whichever authoritarian regime has ever been in rule, that killed people, that had atrocities against humanity, against people's freedom. The most powerful thing they ever did was make you believe that you're the bad person and that they are somehow the good people. I mean, this guy had a sign saying, "I defend the right for open discussion." Probably paraphrasing there. And these brainless, thoughtless, mindless drones of human beings, like that whatever that white rat lady was, with her little fuck off Nazi scum sign, was literally, so the political side, that you belong to, this is the problem with group identity, is that individuals who behave like Nazis, like all those individuals there were behaving like Nazis. They just seemed to have a sign that said "fuck off, Nazi." So apparently, that gave them a different group identity. And as a result, just because their group identity was part of Black Lives Matter, they could behave like Nazis and create this sort of veneer to justify their behavior with a couple of signs that say "fuck off Nazis." So the guy who was standing there, with a perfectly valid message, and if we don't defend the right to openly discuss things, we literally have Nazism. So, this group of Black Lives Matter Nazis, which is effectively what these people are, when they pushed him out of, I don't have to repeat what happened in the video. Go watch it for yourself again, if you want to know what the danger of collectivism is, what the danger of group and identity politics are, and what happens when you remove personal agency and personal responsibility and you apply a, you know, a moral or ethical high ground to a group. You know, because then that group is not wrong, and then the individuals within the group can do whatever they want. And then on the other hand, you have the devolution of the individuals within the group, either becoming dumber, more wicked. They justify, you know, the wrong acts, all for the good of the collective, for the good of the movement. You know, there's no more accountability at the individual level, and this is that is a sickness. You know, this is what I call collectivism a cancer. Like this is the ramifications of collectivism. This is a group of deranged maniacs who are behaving like Nazis, who are saying that this guy's a Nazi and that he needs to fuck off, and not stand there. You know, that literally, like, that, you know, Antifa BLM fucking monkey right at the end, you know, trying to take the sign out of his hands. Man. You know, when we don't define things, that this is, you know, I think Jordan Peterson says it in his, I think it's his 10th rule in his book, you know, define things properly. And again, I'm paraphrasing that. I can't remember exactly how he quotes it, but when we don't define things properly, when we don't inquire into what something means, like they're throwing around words like fascist and Nazi. I mean, they don't even know what the word Nazi meant. So they're all promoting socialism and communism. They're left, like the whole Black Lives Matter movement is a Marxist movement. Where do you think Nazism came from? It stands for the National Socialist German Workers' Party. It literally sounds like something that Bernie Sanders would have made up. Just swap German for American. You know, that's what these people are fighting for. They are literally Nazis. But when you don't study history, when you don't think critically, when you don't inquire, when you don't define concepts, when you run around under a group identity and, you know, allow yourself to belong to a fucking mob instead of being a strong individual that thinks for yourself, for fuck's sake. That's what happens. I mean, I don't know what to add here. You can make up your own conclusions. But when you hear me ranting on about thinking for yourself, about thinking deeper, about being a strong individual, about, you know, learning about ethics and morals and, you know, all that sort of stuff, about standing up for yourself. When you hear me ranting on about that, this, you know, when you heard Jordan Peterson over the last 5-6 years talking about this stuff, you know, publicly, I mean, he's been talking about it for the last 20 years, 30 years, but, you know, more publicly on YouTube and things like that, since it's become quite well known. That's been his message from the start. And this is, these are the de-evolutional derangement syndromes that he was warning about. Because, you know, when these identity politics, you know, leftists and maniacs start to encroach, like they start to push into the entire spectrum of thought, they make any free liberal thought, any free liberal thought as if it's fucking, you know, fascism. They don't even know what fascism is. Fascism is spawned from the same place that socialism is. They're both collectivist mindsets. They're both collectivist philosophies, isms, you know, concepts. Dog shit. It's the same thing. So anyway, I will always stand for the right to openly discuss ideas. You know, this is something that must be defended at all costs. At all costs. Lest we live in a society that Hitler wanted, that North Korea currently has, or that the Chinese Communist Party is creating, or that, you know, most even Western governments are creating slowly but slowly. They're just probably doing it in a more intelligent manner to an extent, because less people realize, you know, they've done really well at enabling the mob to turn their own countries into these socialist fucking hellholes. So become a strong individual, become a better version of yourself, think deeper, think critically, defend the right to freely discuss ideas, because that's what we need.